All right, we are live. Fucking right. It's the Double Tap Show. It's a Thursday. It's the 1st of July. Got Crashing Atlas on the show tonight. It's going to be fucking awesome. Hit the intro.
This is not a test. This is a public service announcement. Please pay attention.
Warning. The program you're about to hear is intended for mature audiences only. If you are under the age of 18 or are easily offended, this is not the podcast for you.
This was a public service announcement. Please follow directions. You've been warned. And enjoy the show.
Every day I'm thinking of another way to try to take over the world, and I'm not giving it up. Every day I'm thinking of another way to try to take over the world, and I'm not giving it up. Every day I'm thinking of another way to try to take over the world, and I'm not giving it up. Every day I'm thinking of another way to try to take over the world, and I'm not giving it up.
Toby, I think you're muted.
Yeah, you're muted, dude.
Oh, no, it was my shit just glitched out completely all the way. the song didn't even finish playing. What the hell? All right, so we're having technical difficulties. As usual, something has to fucking go stupid at the beginning of the show. Anyway, that was last minute. They were on a couple weeks ago from Jersey, dropping a new song tonight at midnight. That was a new song, Take Over the World. They're dropping a song tonight at midnight, so make sure you go over, hit up their Facebook and everything. You can go to RageDJs.com. All the links to the bands are there. They're doing a live party tonight on YouTube, so join in for that. Check them out. Fucking badass. They just did a bunch of shit over in California. Got some new videos, so it's going to be awesome. Now, we've got Crashing Atlas on the show tonight. We got Marina and Paul. What's up, guys? How we doing?
Yo, we're doing good.
Awesome. Fantastical. So we were supposed to get together like last week, but I had a bunch of shit come up, and as usual, I had to drop out and not be here, but we're here now, hanging out. Everything's good. So tell us a little bit about yourselves, what you guys do for the band. Yeah, give us a little background.
Okay. Well, I'm Marina. I am the singer for the band, lyrics, that kind of stuff. I feel like we all just handle a lot of different stuff. I do a lot of like social media and online presence stuff for us, but we're like a hard rock band, you know, think like Hailstorm kind of stuff. And yeah, Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, my name is Paul. I play the drums. So yeah, I get to hit stuff, and people like to tell me I'm okay at it. I don't know about that, but
you're mediocre,
nice,
but
it's a nice position, you know? I just get to hit things with sticks and, you know, get it all out every night.
Nice. Yeah, just get to break shit and get paid for it. Just
hell yeah.
Bust shit up. It's awesome. That's the best part.
Yeah, fantastic. Unfortunately, our other guitarists, Nick and Doug, are not here right now. Nick is driving over to a wedding right now, and Dougie is a bartender, and he is working tonight. So you get nice. The two of us.
Hey, fuck it. We're going to have a good time either way. So random ass questions. I have questions that I just throw out there of just stupidness. So right off the bat, musical influences that would come as a surprise, like, you know, not who you would think, not Lizzie Hale or anything like that, just something way off key that, you know, you look up to.
A surprise. I really am a huge like pop fan, which I think a lot of people know by now, but like I really love the pop stars like Ariana Grande, Demi Lovato, like Lady Gaga, stuff like that. Yeah, those are some big ones for me.
I really like Dream Theater.
And, nice.
Contrary to what most people like, I really like big band jazz. Everyone else hates it. I get it, but I like it.
Nice.
Musicianship, yeah, that's gnarly.
Yeah, I mean, it's all technical and just fucking awesome. Dude, I don't play any instruments, so I can't really say anything about anybody playing any kind of music. I just like music as a whole. I'm a fan of music, so I listen to everything. So, you know, Dream Theater's awesome. Dude, Pull Me Under is still one of my favorite songs ever.
Yeah.
You know, anytime that song comes on, it's like, I just got to turn up the radio and just scream and yell and just like, yeah, all right, Paul. No, but, and I can't sing either. I have a terrible
I mean, that song is one voice. of the That's like one of the few songs of that genre to ever hit like mainstream radio and like,
right,
you know, Billboard charts or whatever. I don't know. But yeah, that song was a killer. I think it's early 90s.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Look, contrary to what anybody says, 90s had the best music of anything. At least I feel so. I feel like the 90s hip hop was the best. 90s grunge was the best. 90s metal was the best. 90s rock was the best. Like, I'm a 90s kid. So, you know, I was born in the 80s. So, like 90 to 2000 was like my peak for music. So, yeah, I really get nostalgic with any of the 90s shit. It just makes me excited and happy.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, there was a lot of good shit that came out of the 90s. Yeah. Let's see. Where did the... See, I got my camera in my way and I can't see my screens here to play music and shit. We've got a whole 5 people watching right now, which is awesome for 5 o'clock on a Thursday. That is great. Oh, and people are commenting. Let me see what the comments say. Boom. Yes, Dream Theater is awesome. I think if I click this, there we go. Ah, that's something new. I can have people's comments pop on the screen. That is so dope. Nice. Yeah, I did not know that I could do that. Apparently, I think that just started with now, though. But yeah, cool. So you guys are playing Roach Fest coming up.
Dude, yeah, I'm excited.
That is going to be fucking dope. I wish I could make it, but I'm going to be on vacation at the time, though. I've seen videos from prior ones. Dude, they are kicking ass with that thing. That is like, and the lineup is fucking awesome. Like, you guys are in there with some sick ass shit. I'm super, it's going to be awesome.
I'm really hype. It's going to be like our first like a summer show. And I'm pretty sure it's outside. So I think it's just going to be really fun.
Yeah. I mean, what better place to be than Hollywood? I mean, even though it's Hollywood, Maryland, but you're in Hollywood. So
you're
playing a festival. You're playing a festival in Hollywood. So
you never know what could happen, man.
Everything and what happens in Hollywood stays in Hollywood. I mean, that's Vegas, but I mean, we could say that for Maryland too, because Hollywood, Maryland, most people don't even know where Hollywood, Maryland is, let alone know that there is a Hollywood in Maryland. So, yeah,
I mean, by that rule, I mean, we could shave Marina's head and it just stays there. Nothing, we don't ever have to talk about it. It just happens, right?
It's not happening.
I don't think she's feeling that, dude. She didn't look very happy. Like, I seen her whole face just drop right out as soon as you said something about shaving her head. She's like, no.
I mean, she's a really good actress.
I mean, they make leagues.
But in reality.
She's like, oh, Paul, that's a great idea.
You definitely get you a wig or whatever. So, you know.
I don't need a wig. Can you see this? All natural.
I see.
This
I'm just.
The color that I'm born with.
I'm just saying, if it happened, you know, there's wigs and you can get all kinds of cool ass hairstyles.
You can get one that looks just like mine.
Right. Or you could go the bald. I mean, this is natural. I was born with this.
Here's what I'm asking, right? Is like when I'm on stage and I'm headbanging and stuff and my wig goes flying across the venue, like how cute is that going to be? Not cute at all.
It would be cool. Somebody could take it home and be like, I got Marina's wig.
Hey, yeah, wigs are expensive.
I know.
Yeah.
Trust me. I know. My daughter just did it for her fucking graduation. And yeah, it was like $400 for some sewing shit. And then I had to help her take that shit out. Dude, I cut my fingers. I was trying to, it was.
The things we do for beauty.
Can't you like cut your hair and donate it if it's long enough for like.
Yeah, you can. Well, and that's the thing, dude. She's got a shit ton of hair. And I'm like, why? Well, I didn't want to put heat on it. Come on, man. Are you serious right now? Well, I didn't want to straighten it out. You've got more hair than most people, but yeah. Oh, let's see what we got here. Crashing Atlas are definitely one of the best rock bands of all time. Okay.
Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. Awesome. Yeah, these dudes are kick ass. With that being said, we're just going to jump into a Crashing Atlas song right now. Fucking Kellen Quinn. Really? How does that happen? Like,
I don't even know.
Me.
I beat him in an arm wrestling match, and it was just like he lost a bet.
Oh shit.
No.
Yes, calling him out. That's awesome. All right. So we're gonna play Crashing Atlas' new song real quick and we'll be right back.
Covering up my eyes until the world is standing still. A hypocrite's this one out. Witnessing the come down. Everything around me bleeds. It all becoming clean. Maybe if I shut myself down, everything will play out. Wanted to say if I could leave, it all is killing me. A hypocrite, so full of shit, cause everybody's losing it. A fake disease made to deceive. That one.
Badass, fucking awesome. That was great. Yeah, that was definitely dope. So yeah, for real. Let me see. All right. So Cody from Roachzilla said he's ready to throw down with y'all at Roach Fest.
Oh, dude, same. Oh my god.
Yeah, that's gonna be awesome. So
fun. Hell yeah.
Yeah, I definitely hope somebody's live streaming that so I can, you know, catch some of it and see what's going on. But I mean, I am going to be on the beach though, so I'm kind of, yeah, it's kind of cool. It's kind of cool, you know.
Pretty good.
Poor baby.
Yeah, yeah, definitely. I definitely need to get out to the beach a little bit. So yeah, how did y'all come across getting with Kellen Quinn on that?
Well, Kellen Quinn is really a very cool artist in the fact that he just really puts himself out there for a lot of small artists. Like I heard him talk about on a live stream he did with another artist. I can't really remember who it was, but he was talking with somebody on an Instagram live about how he's like, yeah, you know, like everybody in the band has families, like we don't tour as much as we used to, this and that and the other. And he goes, and it's kind of cool to give back and, like, you know, make myself available for all these younger people coming up in rock music. And it, I mean, we just kind of sent him the song and we're like, do you like it? And he was like, yeah, send me the files or whatever else. And then he just sent us all his, it was crazy. We were just like, dude, you're the best ever.
Nice. Yeah, that's dope as shit. So I don't know if you guys are familiar with Ballyhoo. They're local to, all right. So you know Howie from Ballyhoo actually just did a super band with Kellen Quinn and Ryan from Yellow Card. And it's a kids band though. It's called The First Band on Mars. They wrote a kids book and they did an entire album that's it's pop punk. And it's for you to listen to with your kids. And it's super fucking badass. So
that is so cool. I have to look that up.
Yeah, I gotta check. Yeah,
you can get the book on Amazon, and it's a digital book, and there's a real one too. But then it's just it's about this kid being a rock star on Mars, and the whole soundtrack is just, it's super dope. It's all like pop punk, and it's all three of them singing, and it's just it's pretty badass. So
that
dude is everywhere, like. Everywhere. It's
dude,
so
Kellen
cool,
Quinn,
though.
Like, really, he is working hard. He is working hard. He puts, I think they're working on another Sleeping with Sirens record right now. I think he spent a lot of last year doing features for other artists, like big and small. You know, he was like, I'm going to do the MGK song and then I'm going to jump on a Crashing Atlas song. Like, dude has range.
Yeah, for real, though. That's awesome, though. I mean, but think you guys are like just blowing up though. It's so cool though, because you're getting all of that. I saw that they somehow put your song on his profile, like on Spotify.
That was a mess. I was losing my mind when that happened. I was like, Callan Quinn probably hates us. Like, oh my God.
It was good promotion though, right? Like, y'all get
it. I don't know if it was. Like, I don't know what happened. It did kind of mess with like our first week streams on Spotify, luckily they fixed it. I claim like very little responsibility for that mishap. I really put it on Spotify, because what I was trying to do was to tag Callan Quinn as like, you know, like when you click on the song and you say view artists, I want you to be able to click on his profile and go to his thing. And I want when you go to his profile to see us in like his appears on section. So I emailed Spotify about that and they just gave him our whole album. And I was like, this is such a bad look.
That's awesome. Yeah. I guess it would kind of screw up all your stream though, because it was all going to him instead of going to Crashing Atlas, which actually kind of sucks. When the streams would come through, though.
I mean, I think they were still our songs, so like everything was, you know, still getting counted for us or whatever. But I don't know, it was a mess. I was really stressing out about that.
I'll bet, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah, we weren't sure if it was going to like help or hurt us. Like, maybe it would get us thousands of followers. Maybe it would screw the numbers. It seems like it kind of just evened out.
Didn't really do anything.
It like hurt just as much as it helped, and it's kind of a wash.
Yeah, I kind of just wish it didn't happen.
Damn it. Oh, that sucks. Tyler Williams says he loves this band.
It's Tyler awesome. Williams, we love him.
We do love Tyler. He's a great dude.
Fantastic. That's fucking awesome. All right, so your favorite classic console? Nintendo, Sega, or Atari?
Nintendo.
Wait, are you saying like NES or are you saying like N64?
I'm saying like NES, like original Nintendo. Blowing on the cartridges, slamming them shits down.
I was like, born in 1997, so
I think I'm gonna go with Sega. Or like the super old school. Like they had Sonic, which is
right.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So neither one of you are Atari people, so yeah, damn it. That sucks. But no, yeah, I like the original Nintendo. You know, Mario Brothers, that was great, Duck Hunt, all that shit. But Sega was dope though. Altered Beast, fucking Sonic, Echo the Dolphin, which was the stupidest game ever, but I played that thing for hours. All you did was swim around with a dolphin and like hit things. It was kind of cornballish, but you know, whatever, don't judge me. I see judgmental eyes. I really feel like I saw some judgmental eyes when I said something about Echo the Dolphin. Y'all were just like,
oh, I just don't know what you're talking about.
All right.
the amount of hours that I've spent playing Minesweeper, like there's no judgment.
Wow, yes.
There's no judgment coming from a Minesweeper player.
Does anybody even understand that game? Like, yeah. All right, so Marina, Minesweeper is this little game where you click these little dots and you're supposed to figure out where the mines are, and if they blow up, and then it tells you how many spaces are around. It's super.
It's a game of pattern recognition and a little bit of luck.
Yeah.
How about that game Snake, though? You know, and you got that sneak, you got to pick up. I like that game.
My first phone was a Nokia, that little snake thing, and that was like the shit.
That's like the game.
They had a TI-83 calculator game version of that.
Yes, I wasn't cool enough for those calculators. Everybody else had them, but I was just like, yeah, I don't know what I'm going to do with it because I was just dumb. So there was no reason for me to have a super cool calculator, you know. I took Math 92 in college like three right times.
At a certain point, like they've started, like it was required, like you have to have like a graphing calculator in school. So
you have to be this $150 toy that lets you play games and graph things every once in a while.
Luckily enough, I wasn't in any of those classes where they were like, yo, you need a graphing calculator. I was in the 1 + 1 = 3 things. So yeah, I didn't need all of that. It was cool though. So, games. What games are we playing right now? Like, what's your go-to if you were sitting down and playing a video game, just nothing to do, and you were just going to play a video game? What would
League
be
of Legends.
Paul likes what's League that? Of Legends.
League of Legends.
League I'm of Legends? Yeah. Nice.
Thousands of hours sunk into that game. Overwatch. Heroes of the Storm. Computer games. I like computer stuff.
Yeah.
Personally,
and recently a little bit of Mortal Kombat, too.
Yes.
I'm not like a huge gamer. I do enjoy The Sims. that's a fun game for me to play. It's very relaxing. But right. I mean, I'm kind of more of like a phone app sort of game. Like I'm kind of like a king at Candy Crush. So
nice. Gotta love some Candy Crush. Yeah,
I do. Yeah, I do. No.
I'm a Call of Duty guy. Like I suck at it completely, but I love playing Call of Duty. I like to rage and yell and cuss at people. And yeah, there's nothing better than getting cussed out by like a 9-year-old, you know, telling you how much you suck and that you're dog water and he's going to kick your ass. But yeah.
And then what he like actually does in the game because they're fucking freaks at age 9. They
can
they just headshot you with any sniper across the map. And
right. Like I'm just running and this kid is like, boom, got you. Where the fuck did you come from, dude? Like, I don't understand. He's like, you dog water kid. Dude, you're like 8 years old. I'm 30 years older than you. What the hell? But yeah, those kids are out of control. So, looks like my wifey is commenting. She said Candy Crush is epic.
Yes.
Yeah.
I love Candy Crush. It's honestly, I've been playing the same game. Like, I've been logged into the same Candy Crush game since the 9th grade or 10th grade, probably. And I've just been working on it since then. I can see what level I'm on because it's kind of ridiculous.
I bet it's like a level 3,984.
It's something like that. I don't think it's that high, but it's close.
I remember you told me one time, and I'm just like, you nerd. Coming from me, by the way.
I know.
3,984.
That's your guess. What are you guys' guesses?
You said it's since the 9th grade. Is that what you said? You've been playing the same Candy Crush game? I'm going to say like level like 2,000 something, maybe.
I'm on 3,512.
Holy shit, dude. Yes.
When I say like I waste my life playing Candy Crush, like I mean it for real.
Damn it. Yeah, no, I play Call of Duty when I can, and then my favorite though is Pro Skater, Tony Hawk, the first one.
Oh yeah.
That's got like one of the best soundtracks.
Great soundtrack.
Ever.
What's your high score in Warehouse?
Oh dude, I don't even know. Like I haven't played in a while. When they remastered it, it was great, but I don't even remember what my high score was, but I loved that game. When it first came out, we were playing it on PlayStation. There was like 7 of us lived in a house. Somehow we never were able to have food in the house, but the refrigerator always had beer and there was a PlayStation on in every room all the time. So weird. I don't even know how we made it through that, but yeah, that was like the greatest game ever.
Yeah. Beer and PlayStation is a solid diet.
Yeah, dude. It was either Gran Turismo was on the TV at all times or Tony Hawk was on at all times because that's what we played. And yeah, that game was fucking awesome, Bo. Every time I hear Papa Roach, all I can think about is, you know, Tony Hawk. Like when Infest comes on, it's just like, all right, I want to go.
Like everyone heard Goldfinger for their first time.
Right. It is. Like, damn straight it is, probably.
Everyone heard Goldfinger.
Yeah, everybody was singing Superman.
I'm pretty sure that Tony Hawk is like coming back on the TikToks.
Yeah, did you see him with Avril Lavigne?
Yeah,
dude. The Skater Boy commercial? Dude, she's for real a vampire. Like, she legit is a vampire. She doesn't
age. She looks so good. Because I love Avril Lavigne. I've loved her since I was, like, a child. She's kind of a queen, a legend. So when I see her now, I'm just like, girl, like, I think because she just stays inside a lot.
Yeah, I mean, but she still looks like she's, like, 20 years old, dude. And Chad Kroeger looks like he's, like, 80. So, yeah.
Okay, listen, Dougie will fight me on this, our guitarist Doug, because he loves Nickelback, and I, like, am not so much of a fan, but honestly, like, I feel like Avril Lavigne can do so much better than these schlubs she keeps on getting with. I'm just like, girl, do you see how hot you are? Like, you can do better than the Krogues, okay?
I mean, Nickelback catches a lot of flack. Like, a lot of people don't like Nickelback. I mean, I like Nickelback.
I don't dislike Nickelback. My personal qualm with Nickelback is mostly with Chad Kroeger because he just gives me like such douchebag energy. Like, I just can't deal with it.
Yeah, he does have that douchey creeper kind of vibe. But I mean,
and some people really like that. I mean, personally, like, I kind of appreciate it when, you know, like the girl rappers get all slutty and talk about their wops and stuff. A lot of people don't like that. I'm a big fan, but I don't like the Chad Kroegers.
it's okay to be a douchebag, but I mean, making stripper music is acceptable, but the douchebag dude isn't. Oh wow, it's all right.
That's just where I stand on the whole, like, you know, taste thing.
Yeah, no, that's cool though. Yeah,
no
hate any which way.
No double standard.
No double standard. No, not at all. No double standard at all. Not at all. That's funny though. You talk about the WAP and everything. I love the TikToks where they like tell people to call and order the WAP special from the pizza places, and they're like, you want what? Like, yeah, I need the WAP special. And like, I don't think that you know what you're talking. Well, I mean, yeah, I want the wings and pizza. Nah, dude, it's not like that. We're gonna leave that alone right now. And you just go talk to your kids because they're setting you up for failure and shit. So.
Well, last year I saw this TikTok where some people like called two different pizza places and had them like deliver at the same time or what? Did you see this one, Paul? Like where no. the two guys, like the Domino's and like the Pizza Hut guy, got out of the car. They're just like, "What the fuck you doing, man? Like this is my territory." And they were getting like, I'm sure it was like planned or something. I don't really, but it was very funny.
The best one that I've ever seen was this was like a YouTube video like 5-10 years ago at least. And what they did, they have two phones and they had them like talking to each other. Each one was a different Domino's pizza restaurant. And they just get on the phone and they just like, they're like, "Hello, hello." And it turns out that like one of them was like short of like this one type of product, like box or ingredient or whatever. And they like set up a deal like, "Hey, we need like 500 of these. Oh, can you bring like X of these?" And they set up a deal and then just like hung up.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was pretty awesome.
I've seen those ones too where they have like they called you two different pizza places and they put like the phones together and they're like, "Hey, this is Domino's," and the other one's like, "Hey, it's Pizza Hut," and they're like, "No, this is Domino's," and like they just get so confused.
Damn it. Yeah, that would be kind of shitty. But yeah, TikTok is like a great place to just fucking waste your time. Like I waste a lot of time on TikTok. Yeah, I've learned so many recipes of just eating shit and just finding food on there. Like my TikTok for you is like cars, music, food, and dogs. It's just, yeah, that's what my shit rounds out to be. Like I just see dogs and dogs and more dogs. And
I get very confused about how I end up in certain corners of TikTok, like on my For You page. I very constantly get on gay TikTok. I don't know how, but it's like constantly being pushed to me. Another one too is Bo Burnham TikTok. A lot of Bo Burnham stuff just popping up on my For You page. And I'm like, how does this happen? I watch Inside like once and like my whole For You page is just Bo Burnham.
That's fantastic. Yeah. I don't understand their algorithms either. Like they just, if you scroll past something one time and then it's like, okay, yeah, we're just going to kill you with this for like 3 hours.
They
totally get
it though. They just understand.
Yeah, apparently they do because they're just crushing it with everything they do. So, you know, all right. So another nerd question. Which superhero teams would you like to see face off?
Teams?
Teams like, you know, Teen Titans, the Avengers, Justice League, you know, Young Avengers.
I want to watch Goku versus everyone else. just 1v50, you know?
Yeah. Just Goku versus the world, you know.
Yeah. Like I think that'd be
okay. I'm gonna go with something weird. I'm gonna say like Team Avatar, The Last Airbender, versus the genie from Aladdin.
Well, that could be difficult. I mean, is the genie really a superhero? I guess he is a superhero, but yeah, that would be kind of dope though.
Right? I mean, I don't really know if any of them are like superheroes, but I don't really watch a lot of superhero movies, so I'm just like going with what I got.
I feel like Iron Man would kick his ass, but Batman versus Iron Man would be kind of cool. You know, billionaire versus billionaire. Like,
yeah,
billionaire versus genius. Versus
I think Iron Man would definitely kick his ass. Yeah,
I think so,
I'm not a Batman fan. I'm a Superman guy. So I feel like Batman is overrated most of the time.
I like Batman's aesthetics.
I like Batman, but, like, I liked him before not to be too much of a hipster, but like he was like my favorite when I was a kid. And then when everyone started, same with like Wolverine, and then like everyone started getting into Wolverine and Batman, and it just kind of ruined it for me. I mean, I still love him deep down, but like it lost its charm when it became the only thing everyone had talked about.
I don't know.
What was the joke about Hugh Jackman though? Was it just like that nobody likes him because everybody likes him because he's so likable? He's just good at everything, and like so nobody likes him.
Possibly, yeah.
Like I don't know. Joke.
I like Hugh Jackman. I think he is Wolverine. Like, I don't think anybody else is gonna play Wolverine correctly or do anything with Wolverine the right way. But I mean, he's too old for it now. He's like, I just can't keep myself together for that much because, you know, to be Wolverine all the time, dude, he had to like kill himself just to stay in shape for that shit.
Oh yeah, huge jacked man. He's insane.
Right? You know who I want to see be a superhero, and maybe like. I don't know which superhero, but I really just want to see Zac Efron take it on, dude. I just want to see Zac Efron do it.
I don't know what he would be I don't know what superhero you think he would be able to pull off then, as Zac Efron. I mean, we've got fucking Robert Pattinson pulling off Batman, so we'll see how that goes.
Preferably a shirtless one.
Something with tights, right? Yeah.
Maybe he could do like the Flash or something. Maybe.
No.
The Flash is like.
But he's not funny enough to be the Flash, is he? Is he funny?
No, he's funny.
Oh, then maybe. I mean.
He's funny.
I don't know. See, now you got me thinking of what superhero could Zac Efron be? Maybe like Beast Boy or something.
He could be my superhero. I don't
know. That's funny as shit. Yeah, no. I think he's married. I don't know. Superheroes face-offs, I would want to see, like, I don't know. I think the Titans would be cool to go up against, like, the Avengers. I don't know. I think that would be kind of dope. I mean, you got, like, the Avengers, and then you got, you know, Titans have the whole thing, though. I don't know. That might be a cool face-off.
Hulk would be a little tough to stop, though. I don't know. Anyone on Titans who can take out the Hulk.
Beast Boy might be able to. He could go ape or something and, you know, blast out. I think
the Hulk
could
beat up an ape, though, no problem. Can't he, like, throw a tank?
Yeah, he could do just about everything. I mean, the Hulk is one of my favorite of all time, so.
I've never seen an Avengers movie.
Really? No.
Want to know something? I've seen half an Avengers movie.
What? Oh, God.
I watched the first half of the first one. Got to the part where that, like,
we're probably like your least favorite guest.
Sky, and then I had to go. I had to go.
Yeah, dude, I love the Avengers. I'm a fucking dork, though. So I absolutely love superhero shit. I love Marvel.
I'm a dork, too, just like in like a I've seen all the Twilight movies kind of way.
Okay. All right. So Twilight. Team Jacob or Team Edward?
Edward is the one who loves her for real.
No, dude. Tim?
Yes. No. Oh, my God.
No, Edward. He was a sparkly-ass vampire. Jacob would have whooped his ass if they would have fought for real.
No. You're very mistaken, okay? You're incredible.
Oh, no. This is Team Jacob right here. Werewolves all day. I'm a vampire fan, but I just No? You really think that Cedric Diggory is the man, you know?
100%. Dude, Edward is like the guy. Like, I love him.
No, that's bad. I have had this debate a million times. No, but yeah, but that's Jacob was right for her.
Jacob imprinted on her daughter.
Yeah, that is kind of creepy, though. That was some weird shit. I don't understand why that happened. Okay.
Also, you explained that to me one time. That was so weird.
Last year, not to bring up TikTok again, but there were so many TikToks going around where people were doing like these like interpretive dances to like the whole like, you imprinted on my daughter? She's a baby. And it was so funny.
Oh, Jesus. That's so bad, though. Yeah. I mean, you just shot down all of my, damn it. That was really fucking weird. But still, I don't know. I still think that it was, you know. Team Jacob should have won out in that whole thing over Edward.
I disagree. But she didn't even like Jacob.
She did like Jacob. She really did.
But like as a friend, and she was always friend zoning him, and he was always pushing it. So like you can be Team Jacob, but like she wasn't feeling it. She was like, Edward, like I want Edward. Edward is my guy. And Jacob was like, but give me a chance because you'll love me. And she's like, dude, no. And then he's like being weird.
Yeah, but she was pretty fucking awkward too, though. So you know it is.
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, she can just be awkward with the Cullens. Then Jacob, you know, he can just be normal somewhere else.
Yeah. Now you got me rethinking the whole Jacob thing because you.
What do you think, Paul?
Like he's a pedophile and shit.
You know what? I say they just cage match, just to fight to the death. Whoever wins gets the girl. You know.
That would be. That would have been fantastic.
Why should she decide when they can just decide for her with a fight?
Right. I think a fight to the death would have been great.
Because they were always up in her grill being like, decide, Bella, you have to choose. And she'd be like, I choose Edward. And Jacob would be like, you don't know what you're talking about. That was always what happened.
Yeah, that was definitely. I still think they should have fought it out. I think that would have been a great fight.
It could have been great. It could have been.
All right. So then who would have won in the fight, though? Do you still think it would have been Team Edward? Or do you think Jacob would have whooped his sparkly ass?
Okay, Edward, it was 118 years old. He was literally like a fighting machine. Jacob was some 16-year-old child who just turned into a wolf like 3 years ago. 100% Edward would have won.
Damn it. All right. I mean, you make valid points, man.
I know my Twilight shit, all right? I really do. Everybody's tuned out of this live stream. They're like, they're talking about Twilight. I hate this.
Oh, we still got three people watching. That's cool. And then
thank you.
Watch some more. I love Twilight though. Yeah, we definitely are Twilight fans in this house. It's pretty cool though.
Love it.
Let me see. Yeah, it was good shit. I don't know. I was really, really upset with like when I thought everybody died, and then it was like, oh no, we're good. It's cool.
That twist ending though.
Yeah, definitely throw a twist out there. Let's see. Trying to find a random ass question. Cool. Can either one of you impersonate somebody really well?
Yes.
Yeah?
Okay, Paul,
who can
first.
You impersonate? Go ahead.
Meatwad from Aqua Teen Hunger Force or Gollum from Lord of the Rings, your choice.
Ooh, let's get Gollum.
Do you watch Lord of the Rings? Do you know the
yeah,
movie?
Yeah, dude. I love Lord of the Rings.
All right. Do you know the scene in, I think it's the second one, where they're cooking potatoes?
Yeah.
And Gollum's like, "Totals? What is totals, precious?" And then when he's like cooking the rabbit, he's like,
"No, you ruined it, you stupid fat rabbit. I'm like alive and..."
Oh my god, dude, that's fucking awesome.
I hurt my neck trying to do that one. We're okay.
That was awesome. So I'm just going through the comments real quick. Yeah, so what are we talking about? Sissy Crab said, what are we talking about? Well, we were talking about Twilight. Now we're talking about impersonations. Yeah.
The Gollum impression, it gets all of the ladies.
It really does.
I bet it does.
All of them. All 3.5 billion of them. They hear that and they just come running to me.
Nice.
That's how I got my current girl. You know, just she liked the Gollum impression. Yeah. And
I mean, you got to stick with what you know, dude. Whatever works, right?
Yeah.
Fuck it. All right. So, what's your great impression, Marina?
Oh, I think I do a pretty good Britney.
Yeah.
Oh, baby, how was I supposed to know that something wasn't right here?
It's my Britney.
That's awesome. That's fucking awesome. Yeah, I don't do any impressions at all. I don't think I can impersonate anybody good at all.
That's tough.
Just kind of, yeah.
I think Britney one is just really fun.
Yeah, definitely, for real. That's fucking awesome.
Yeah, when I first saw Lord of the Rings, going back to the Gollum thing, I had been doing that exact voice since I was like 5. And so I was already stoked for Gollum as like a character. Because you saw the previews, they made him look creepy. They made like the second movie, like the previews were almost like horror-esque, like him just fucking creeping up on them and like stalking them. And I'm like super ready for Gollum. I'm like, fucking right, finally Gollum. And then I heard his voice and I'm like,
they stole my shit. Like, I've been doing this forever. Yeah, like, oh, they hear me doing this?
Yeah, I was a little I was unhappy, but also like super happy, because I'm like, it just made me like the character more. But I'm also like, they've definitely been spying. NSA has been spying on me, obviously.
Hey, yeah, they've been listening to you. Yeah, I mean, Siri does ear hustle like a motherfucker. So does Alexa, dude. They are ear hustling machines. Like, I guarantee you that one of us will have like a Lord of the Rings shit pop up on our phones here in a couple minutes. Like, you're gonna get some kind of shit that's gonna be like, oh, Lord of the Rings this or Batman this. But yeah, that shit wigs me out.
I'm gonna have a really cool advertisement for Edward and Jacob underwear.
Wow, you got it again. Look, she's like, "Ooh, really? Send it to me." All right, cool.
You know me so well, internet.
That's fucking awesome.
Merch, right?
All right, so we're gonna play another song real quick from Crashing Atlas. We're gonna do the Good For You cover. This thing is badass. Yeah, we're gonna play this real quick, and we'll be right back. Here we go.
Good for you, I guess you moved on really easily. You found a new girl and it only took a couple weeks. Remember when you said that you wanted to give me the world? And good for you, I guess that you've been working on yourself. I guess the therapist I found for you, she really helped. Now you can be a better man for your brand new girl. Later. guess you're getting everything you want. You bought a new car and your career's really taking off. It's like we never even happened, baby. What the fuck is up with that? And good for you, it's like you never even met me. Remember when you swore to God I was the only person who ever got you? Well, screw that, screw you. You will never have to hurt the way you know that I do. Well, goodbye, you. You look happy and healthy. Not me, if you ever get to us. Goodbye, you. You're doing great up there without me, baby. God, I wish that I could do that. I'm an old small mind. I spent the night crying on the floor of my bedroom. But you're so unaffected, I really don't get it. But I guess good for you. Guess you moved on really easily.
You know about the S-P-O-O-O-N?
What's up, guys? We're Crashing Atlas. Check out our album Black Sky Sunrise out June 18th.
Woo!
Paul can't play the drums on the bridge.
Big of bulls.
I want this fan on so bad.
It'll come. All right. So I'm going to be like shit like that.
Okay.
Fun.
Bull rush pee-pee.
I'll try not to get scared.
All right, hold on. Let me just...
Don't get scared.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Was that a burp?
Yeah.
It was Jesus a Christ.
It was a queef.
It was a little... It was a mouth queef. Yay!
That rocking, yeah. It's there for a reason.
You got the leg rest. Do the leg rest, Marina.
On the other
on the
side.
Right side. Pull that bad boy.
Okay.
Look at those
clod hoppers.
Okay,
okay,
great.
Yep.
I'm
waiting for mice to jump up.
Oh my god.
And this one's like dangling.
Just sing the song, Mary. We're in the zone.
She's actually crying.
I know.
Tear off your eyelashes.
Oh my god.
No. No. Okay, I don't have it in me anymore.
Alright, go for it. Alright, now just tear off the sheets.
Went off.
Keep going. Make it count.
Get fired up!
God, I love the outtakes, huh?
I don't know what was up with the audio at the end of that. I didn't realize like that things had gotten messed up until after the video was out. Oh my god, that video shoot was such a mess.
Looked like y'all had fun though, right?
It was pretty hot.
But it was insanely hot, and we had also done a photo shoot earlier that day where we were in a room that was at least 100 degrees for like 2 to 3 hours straight. And
it was
like
a lot.
Wearing like sweaty ass clothing where it was awful.
Oh, I was in heels like the whole day, too. Like those big fat heels, which didn't even end up in the video. I literally told everybody, I was like, guys, these shoes hurt. I had to wear them for the photo shoot. I was like, can I just be barefoot? Like, are we even going to get like feet shots? And they were just like, nah, you have to wear them. Like, you know, just in case. There's not a single shot in that video where my shoes are, and I was like rocking out in these like stiletto heels. Like, that is not my bag, dude. I'm not in for it.
Feet shot are the best, you know, always got to show the feet.
At least I look tall.
I knew that was coming in there somewhere as soon as you started talking about the feet shots. I knew somebody was going to bring that up. I don't know. It's like a rolling joke. My son has the ugliest feet on earth, and he keeps on saying how he's gonna start an OnlyFans and make a lot of money off of his ugly feet. But yeah,
I mean, I prefer, I'm a toe pick kind of guy, specifically this, like the ring finger toe. I like that one because it's usually got a little bit of a curve to it.
I'm a big fan of the pinky toe. Mine has barely any nail on it at all. Anytime I go get a pedicure, they're just like, do you want me to just like paint your skin? And I'm like, yeah, go for it.
Nice. Yeah. I rip my pinky toe.
Like there's a nail there.
It's kind of annoying. I just rip mine off. So yeah, it's terrible. I'm glad that we went.
Fingers just.
Yeah, dude. It's just like,
we'll
all right,
get into the nail conversation. Oh, my nails are great.
Oh, do you collect your nails too, Toby? I collect.
What's
up? Do you collect the old nails too, in like a cup?
Oh yeah, I have.
I have a
mason jar right here. I mean, you don't want to see the mason jar full of creepy ass fucking toenails. They're not even on mine.
Well, sometimes I like a little texture on my pizza, so I like to shake it.
Stop it, Paul! Oh my god.
Yes, definitely. It's the toenail talk. I mean, it's fantastic. I told
like
you
the texture and the flavor.
No, oh my! If there's flavor, Paul, you're doing something wrong with your toes.
There could be. If you've seen those videos though of like the dude that they're like shaving his feet off, like it's like the callus shit, and they're just like shaving it like cheese. Oh, dude.
Everybody's clicking off. They're just like, okay, we've talked about Twilight. We're talking about like toe cheese.
Dude, this is ADD radio, dude. Like everything, you can go from like, yeah, it's Dory radio. Like it's squirrel, I mean, what? Flashy, shiny
Marina,
object. Yeah.
Marina, you're a connoisseur of cheese. You should know that aged cheese is even better. Imagine some aged like toenail shavings and foot. Like it doesn't get better than that. You know, get 3-4 years.
I'm going to vomit.
It doesn't get any better than aged toe cheese. Oh my.
Did we take this joke too far? No, I don't think so. Yeah, I don't think we did.
I don't think we can go too far with toe cheese. I really don't.
You
I mean,
see my until... like disgusted face, like oh.
Yeah, it's great. So, all right, completely switching directions. Which scene from a movie scared you as a kid that's totally not scary now?
Not so much a movie, but you know, Goosebumps. Remember that?
Yeah, definitely.
All right. So there was something called Night of the Living Dummy, which was basically Chucky for kids. That one freaked me out as a kid. And like now I'll like watch Chucky and it's not scary at all, unfortunately. Because I like when movies scare me, but Chucky's not scary, unfortunately.
Yeah, those ventriloquist dummies are fucking weird. I don't like those things at all. Oh. I don't like dolls at all. Like the porcelain dolls, they are the worst thing ever. I hate porcelain dolls, like especially ones with the cracked faces. Dude, I fucking flip my shit. I hate them.
I don't mind them.
Creepy as fuck.
Me, I mean, I honestly, like, I'm the type of person who, like, avoids watching scary movies as much as I can, like, even as an adult. It's just really not my thing. I'm not super into, like, scary or, like, horror stuff. Sometimes, like, it can be fun. Like, now that I'm, like, grown up, I feel like I can handle it fine. But when I was a kid, I was, like, I would get nightmares from it. I was, like, I'm not doing this. But I do remember the first, like, scary movie that I watched in full. And I watched it with a couple friends in like the 8th grade, and it was called When a Stranger Calls. Do you remember this movie?
I saw that in theaters.
Yeah.
That was okay. I watched that. It was like not a good movie. I mean, it was a good movie. I get it's not a good movie.
All right. Here's what made that creepy is like she's just alone in the house with, and maybe there's like a kid or two upstairs.
They're sleeping.
The house itself was designed very well, where there were like all these like little statues or things that just looked like a person in the background, but then it just wasn't. And like, so you never really knew if it was someone. And then when someone actually was in the background, that's when you'd be like, So well, that was
thing, and it didn't really happen until the end. But the whole thing was that it was like this big, big house in the middle of nowhere, and this girl had to come and babysit, right? And it was like this huge mansion, and like all the walls are like glass, like everybody can see everything. But it's in the middle of nowhere, so it doesn't really matter. But like, I don't know. I remember that movie scaring the crap out of me when I was like in eighth grade, and I saw it, and I was just like, but I watched it again like when I was 20 or something, and I was just like, this isn't that bad.
It's not.
It's not terrible. No. That's funny. Yeah, mine was, I'm old. Michael Jackson's Thriller.
Yeah, no, that freaked me out too.
That scared you?
Yeah, that scared me.
Oh, I was terrified. That shit scared the shit out of me all the time. But I'd watch it all the time. We had it on video. It's like a little VHS. And I would watch it. And my mom would be like, yeah, you're going to get scared again. No, I'm good. Yeah, okay. And then I'd be all wigged the fuck out, especially when Vincent Price started talking and shit.
Dude,
and
it's such a, like a fun song, though. Like, I feel like I couldn't really be that scared. Oh, when you're three,
When you're like a child, I think I saw it at age 6 or 7. It definitely scared me. I didn't even understand what I was watching. It just like,
Okay, I'm not gonna lie. So like, what year did Michael Jackson die again? I think it was like,
maybe
2010 or something. I was probably like, I feel like I was like 10, somewhere between 10 and 12.
June 25th, 2009.
What is it?
June 25th, 2009.
2009. Okay, so I was like 11 or something like that. I really didn't know that much about Michael Jackson before that, to be honest. Like, my mom just didn't really listen to Michael Jackson or like play it. So I really started getting like educated on his music then, and like all his videos and his legacy. And like, that's probably when I first watched the Thriller video. So I was like, this is cool. Like, I wasn't scared of it though.
Yeah, I would have been all right if it would have been like 9 or 10. But yeah, it was like
probably like the biggest artist of all time. Dude,
my mom just wasn't into it. She just like wasn't into Michael Jackson, so I just never really had heard it.
Oh, I saw it randomly on TV. My parents didn't really listen to Michael Jackson either. Like,
yeah, I don't even know why we had a VHS tape of it. I don't know. I just remember
it's iconic.
Wasn't there a second Thriller where he's like, instead of the zombies, he's like a skeleton, or is that something else? You know what I'm talking about?
Something else, dude.
They might have made like a second. I might be thinking of something else though.
Thriller Part 2. I don't know, dude. Yeah, like, I mean, it could be. I don't know. Another thing that used to wig me the fuck out was like, I would sleep with the MTV on all night long, and for whatever reason, every time I would wake up, Marilyn Manson would be on, and it was like this video, and it was just him and a bunch of dudes with like machine guns and shit, and it really used to wake me out. Like, I'd wake up and it'd be Marilyn Manson and a bunch of dudes with machine guns, and I'm just like,
Marilyn Manson still does not do it for me. Like, I'm just not into it.
Yeah, he's a little creepy. I like the music.
His music is
a little odd.
Okay, I'm not gonna lie, the second I first saw Marilyn Manson, like, here's what I'm wondering is like, how people were so surprised with all the abuse allegations and stuff like that. Cause I'm just like, I feel like that's something that I could have picked up on just by like listening to his music and like watching him talk.
Just going to one of his concerts. Yeah.
Just going to one of his concerts. I'm like, how is this a surprise? Yeah. It's kind of like,
when people are surprised. Actually, cause like, if you ever hear him talk, he's super well spoken. Like,
those are the ones that you got to worry about.
Very intelligent,
really articulate, like, really quiet. Those are the fucking serial killers and the ones that'll tie you up in your basement.
Like,
that's the ones you got to worry about.
I think there's like compilations of him just like being classy as fuck to people like not being classy at all. And like, so that's, I'm shocked. I always really liked him. So now
no, I had, like, oh, I had a feeling. I was like, this, I mean, I didn't have a feeling, like, I wasn't assuming anything, but when I heard it, I was like, well, duh. Like, that's kind of what went through my head. I was like, hello.
That's funny as shit. Yeah, he's, I don't know. I was a Marilyn Manson fan, like the music and whatever. I never went to any of his concerts though. I don't know. It probably seemed a little too weird to go to, but all right. So speaking of weird concerts, what's the craziest concert you ever went to? Like, you were just like, what the fuck just happened? What did I just watch?
Good question.
That is a good question. Oh, when I saw Miley Cyrus with the Flaming Lips, she literally came out with a, it was awesome. It was fucking awesome because she had put out like her free psychedelic album with the Flaming Lips, and she came and played this like nasty, gnarly club, and it was so dope, and everybody in the audience was like naked basically, and it was crazy. And she basically came out like first thing with like a unicorn thing on and like a strap on and like pasties, and I was just like, you are here to make it happen. Like, that was the whole show. Like, she was just like making it happen. And then that was actually the first time I like ever smoked a blunt, which I didn't know I was smoking a blunt, but I was like super messed up, right? And I was watching Miley Cyrus, and she's standing up there and she's talking about like her fish and how her fish is aware of when she comes home and like why she's a vegan and how like eating animals is cruel. And like, she went off about this for like 5 minutes. And I, at a certain point, was like, where am I right now? I don't know what's happening. Miley Cyrus is like lecturing me about like her fish and being vegan. And I was like, I was losing it. It was the craziest show I'd ever been to.
It's awesome.
It's so cool.
That's the greatest. Paul, what's yours?
For me, it's either... So for me, it's all like EDM artists. So it was either Bass Nectar or I think they're called Diantwood or something.
Right.
Very weird music, but I don't know. Bass Nectar is just... I've never been somewhere so insanely loud, and like, it's not even close. Like, it was day two of like... It was like a 2-day concert in Atlantic City. And before I came for the second day, my friend Balin, he hands me these earplugs before going in. He's like, dude, take these earplugs. I'm like, I can handle volume. What are you
doing?
Like,
didn't raise no bitch.
Right. Like, trust me, take these earplugs. It was three hours, three different sets. First set was by far the loudest thing I've ever experienced in my life. And about a half hour in, I put in the earplugs. I'm like, oh, this is good. The second set, I swear to God, he doubled the volume. And at one point, I'm having a great time. It was amazing. I'll never forget that night. But at one point, it was just like so much vibration. I just cut my hands over my ears for a solid 5 to 10 minutes just to give myself like a break. And people kept like coming up to me, like trying to see if I was okay. And I was fine. I was just like giving my ears like a little bit of a rest. But like the next few days, I had like ringing in my ear, and there was like a constant like heartbeat, boom, 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 just still in my ears. And like whenever I go to like crazy, I don't go to them that often really anymore, but like it was more when I was in my like early 20s, I did this a lot, and it just like did a lot of stuff to my hearing. And now playing shows like basically every weekend with this crazy redhead, still, it's like I saw some like chart for the comparison of like a drum versus a gunshot. A gunshot is louder, but like not by much. So I have like constant gunshots in my ears for like 3 hours a night, twice a week. Like, shit. This year, especially the one on the right, problems.
Paul, you're problems. Just deaf. You're just deaf.
It happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. Misspent youth. Yeah. Craziest show that I ever saw Gwar, which was
nice.
Absolutely fucking weird. I'd never been to a Gwar show. I didn't know anything about it. We had went to go see another band that was opening for them. And yeah, it was crazy. They started like come out full, you know, gear, alien wide and shit. And they started like cutting people open and ripping out intestines. And then, yeah, it was crazy. I don't know if y'all are familiar with Gwar and the white t-shirts and what that's for, but yeah, when they started splooging on people, I was like, yeah, it's time to go. And these people were like so excited. Woo! No, I'm going to leave now because I just don't know what just fucking happened. This is the weirdest shit ever. But yeah, Gwar was quite weird. And we were at Crocodile Rock, this club in Allentown. And I swear to God, the bouncer was Goldberg from wrestling. Like,
just really?
Big fucking jack dude, and he literally carried this dude out by his jaw. I was like, okay, nobody fuck with the pissed off ape, because this dude is like fucking ripped. And he like literally jacked this dude up by his jaw and drug him out and threw him out the door. And I was like, this guy's crazy. But yeah, that was one of the weirdest fucking concerts ever. And Rammstein's concert was awesome, but it was there's some weird shit that goes on in there. The fire breathers, that was so badass. But yeah,
I was supposed to see Rammstein like a few years back with like Slipknot.
Yes, the Pledge of Allegiance tour. Yes, yeah. That was the greatest concert ever.
I never, I didn't get to go, but.
That is my absolute favorite concert that I ever went to. Slipknot, System of a Down, Rammstein, American Head Charge. Yeah, yeah, dude, that was the greatest show ever. Slipknot puts on the best show of any.
If My Chem cancels any more tour dates or moves them, I'm seriously going to scream, because that's just what I'm waiting for, so that I can tell everybody the best concert I've ever been to is My Chemical Romance. But I can't say it yet because they keep moving their show.
Yeah, that would be a good ass show. They're awesome. I never actually got to go see them live, but I've seen like videos and YouTube videos and everything in it.
Yeah,
they're like my favorite band. I want to go so bad. They're my favorite freaking band.
Nice, fantastic. Switching gears again. Who's your favorite movie actor or actress?
Paul Rudd.
Fucking Ant-Man. All right, cool.
That's. I don't know.
Yeah.
Come back to me. I'll shout it out in like 15, you know.
Paul, yeah. I would trade you for the Rudd any day of the week.
I would trade you for the Rudd too. That's great. We have so much in common.
Paul Rudd is fucking awesome.
There's always room for more Pauls in my life.
Yeah, right? No.
Imagine Paul Rudd wanting to like be our friend.
All I think of is either, if you think of Paul Rudd, is either you're going to Ant-Man or role models. Role models.
About, like,
is
I Love You, Man, or like he was in Clueless. He was in like Forgetting Sarah Marshall for a sec. He's been in so many good movies. He's so funny.
He's been in 40-Year-Old Virgin, all of. I'm a huge fan of Role Models. I think that movie is one of the funniest shits ever. The LARPing and shit. And, oh my god, that fucking thing is so great. Yeah.
Also, I forget what her name is, but that bitch from The Hunger Games who was like, "That is Mahogany." She was in that movie too.
Yeah, she was. That was a great movie, though. That was really cool. I love that movie. My favorite actor, actress. I'm a huge fan of The Rock. So, yeah, I don't think The Rock can make a bad movie. Really, even his bad movies are good. So, yeah, that's probably one of my favorite actors is The Rock. Yeah.
Hell yeah.
I'm a big Rock fan.
You know, hate me for it. Favorite actor and favorite rapper, same person. Who am I gonna say, Maria?
Will Smith.
Will Smith.
Oh,
he's not actually my favorite rapper, but he is the greatest rapper of our generation. I'm just saying.
I don't agree.
I'm just gonna say, Will Smith is a great actor.
Dude doesn't make bad movies either. Like, I can't. I mean, he's probably got something.
The Aladdin movie. Hello.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
Whoa.
Okay. Hold on now.
I liked the Aladdin movie, and I don't really get down with the Disney remakes because I watched the originals when they were originals. I think he did good as a genie. Now he's not Robin Williams. He's not replacing Robin Williams, but he put his own spin on it, and I think he did cool. I like the Aladdin movie.
Here's what I'll say is I think that they should have given Will Smith, if they were going to make him the genie, they should have let him be more Will Smith, because the whole thing that made the genie so good with Robin Williams was that Robin Williams is just like being Robin Williams. And they made him, well, first of all, the auto-tune in these Disney remakes is absolutely atrocious. I'm completely over it. Like, it's so obvious. It's so disgusting. I hate it so much. I'm like, Will Smith can sing. Why are you auto-tuning the absolute living shit out of him? It sounds awful. Second of all, like, why are you trying to make him like a black Robin Williams? I don't understand. It doesn't make any sense. I'm like, let him be Will Smith. Because if they did, it would have been way better.
I was a fan. I wasn't a fan of the Lion King remake. I thought they shitted that up. They took out so much stuff out of it.
I have opinions about these remakes.
Yeah, I wasn't really a great fan of the Lion King remake, but the Aladdin one was cool.
Up the Scar song, so bad.
Oh, I know, right?
It's like a song of the fucking movie. You just gutted.
That is the best song in the movie.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
And they just took so much out of it.
My opinion with the Lion King thing is, like, these animals look too real. Like, this isn't cute anymore. Like, this is looking like real Animal Planet, and, like, I'm not relating to it in an adorable way. Like, I'm kind of scared of these freaking, like, hyenas. Like, they're freaking me out. They're not funny looking. They're scary.
Yeah, that was the other thing. They fucked up the hyenas really bad. Like, what happened to Ed, dude? Like, they just...
They're supposed to be goofy, but they just looked like scary.
It was terrible. The hyenas were scaring me. Yeah, no. No good.
The auto-tune and the Beauty and the Beast live make too, like, oh, sorry.
You weren't a fan of the Beauty and the Beast live either? No.
Hey, I like Emma What's-Her-Face, but like, I just, they made the Beast look so weird. And I think that they were trying to make him like handsome or something, but like, it did not work for me.
That's very weird. I have not seen that.
Really? I'm a Disney guy, so I like the Disney movies. I'm not a big fan of all the remakes, but Moana is one of my favorite Disney movies ever. I'm a fucking huge Moana fan. Of course, Moana's The Rock, go figure, right? But yeah, Moana is fucking awesome. But
that's a great movie.
I will just drive and listen to the Moana soundtrack and sing that shit. And yeah, and I can't sing for anything.
I'm not going to say that I've done it, but I've heard from friends that doing psychedelics and watching Moana is like a visceral experience.
I'm sure the crab is probably something to watch when everything starts sparkling and shining.
Oh, dude, the ocean, like moving around, like the songs, like it's just a great. I mean, I've heard about it.
You're just telling us from what you've heard from other people.
It's
right?
Just hearsay. Experienced
it's just hearsay. Yeah, I just heard a story about it one time. That's funny as shit. Yeah, could have been. All right, so switching gears as usual. What's your favorite taco? Like, what would be the perfect taco? What goes into the perfect taco?
Bar Taco in Western Virginia has the best taco I've ever had in my life. It is like a crispy grilled pork belly with some pickled onion Jesus sauce. Ugh.
Jesus sauce.
Yeah, like I've never... I don't know, everyone's always like, Paul, I'll show you good tacos. I'm like, no, you won't. I will show you good tacos. And then they're always like, all right, this is the best taco I've ever had.
Just your facial expressions and the way you're explaining it makes me want to go to this place like right fucking now. And
it's
get
right
tacos
next to our guitarist Nick's apartment. He's the one who showed me. He's like, Paul, like, let's go get tacos. Nice. And he like told me, like, yeah, this is really good. He didn't warn me that it's like the best thing I'm ever going to eat in my life. Like,
it really,
I haven't had it yet.
It's insane. It's
we've tried to pick me twice.
I've never like back before I never had a problem getting in. The past few times I've gone there, it's literally been a 3-hour wait each time. Like everyone just discovered how good this is.
You guys have tried to get me in and you've never been able, I've never had this amazing taco. Like,
yeah, it's life changing. I could eat probably 6 to 10 of them, no problem. Maybe not 10, but like 6, no problem. No problem.
Wow. And where is this at?
Reston, Virginia. It's called Bar Taco. I think it's a small chain. There might be other ones.
I'm about to look up Bar Taco now because, yeah, you said Jesus sauce and just, yeah. Like,
okay, yeah, the pork belly is like marinated in this Jesus sauce that, like, I don't know what it is. And
how much better can you get than Jesus sauce?
Right, and pork belly and just Jesus sauce. I mean, it sounds so fucking, I'm salivating right now, like, thinking about it because, yeah, now I just want to go get fucking tacos in Virginia. I'm about to go drive 2 hours to Virginia or wherever the fuck Reston is because I don't know where Reston is. But
come hang out. It's like outside DC.
Oh, yeah. So it's 2 hours.
Virginia suburb of DC. Yeah.
It's nice. Not like super close to DC. I mean, I don't know. It's
a suburb of DC. Just, you know, like Rockville, Gaithersburg, the suburbs of DC. You know?
Oh, yeah. Rockville, Gaithersburg. Yeah, I hate fucking Rockville. That's the worst drive ever. especially at like 5 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, I used to deliver car parts, so my route was all of that shit down there. Mm-hmm. I absolutely despise being anywhere near Rockville at 5 o'clock because I would get stuck and like, oh yeah, you're supposed to be off at 5 o'clock. No, I'm still in fucking Rockville, stuck on like fucking 210 or 270, whatever the fuck that road is. And then I'll get out to the Beltway and get on the top half of 495 and just be like, oh, we're just going to sit here and fucking do nothing for 3 hours while everybody just sits around. Yep. Like, yeah, it was the worst thing ever. I don't know. It just brings back flashbacks. I literally was sitting in traffic and I was so pissed off because it was like 100 degrees. And of course, my work truck didn't have any kind of air conditioning. And I'm sitting here, I'm listening to Slipknot. I'm all fucking amped up. And I started ripping off the door panel because I was just pissy. And this poor old woman was just sitting there staring at me. And she was like, and I just smiled at her. And I went back to beating on the fucking steering wheel. And she was just like, she couldn't get away fast enough. But yeah, I hate that.
Yeah, it's, I think it's like kind of normal to like sing in the car. But like, as like a drummer, I'm like always, like, that's actually how I tend to like learn music. I learn it in the car while driving. And then I just like learn it, you know, on the ride over to wherever I'm playing it. Or maybe like the day before. And like, or if I'm just listening to any music, I'm just drumming. Sometimes I get way too into it. It's one thing if you look over, you see someone like singing. But then when you see like a fucking dude like headbanging and just going like this, they like it's not cool.
Oh, well, you gotta be careful.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's bad.
That's crazy. So, Marina, what's your favorite? Like, what's the best taco? Like, honestly, ingredients, where it's been made, the best one.
I'm a very like plain person. If it's got chicken and lots of cheese and a good bit of sour cream and like some lettuce and like some guac, I'm like, yes. Like, I don't really need that much, you know. As long as it's got a lot of cheese and the cheese is like good, and the chicken isn't burnt. I hate that.
Yeah, you had me into the guac.
I enjoy guac.
I don't like guacamole. I don't like avocado. I really tried to like avocado. I tried really hard. Like, I put it on toast. I tried guacamole. I really have tried to like avocado. Even after I tasted it and said it tastes like shit, I've still tried it again and it still tastes like shit.
It doesn't really have much of a flavor. It's just a texture, right?
No, it's awesome. It's like a little funky. Have you tried it with your sushi?
Ugh. Ugh. I like guac, but like straight avocado is weird. I agree. I don't like it. No, only not. Like guacamole.
Have you tried it with sushi?
Yes. No. Grimy.
Not you, Paul. I already know how you feel about it.
Oh.
No, I don't think I would even like it then. I've tried it with a lot of different things. Like I really wanted to like avocado. I'm like, okay, it looks
I think cool. Avocado just tastes amazing with salmon sushi.
It's really weird. It's just like it's got this weird, I don't know. I'm not one of those people that gets all wigged out by textures or anything, but it's just like I don't know. It's just not.
I get wigged out by certain textures. Like, for example, I'm not really a fan of boba tea. Not my thing.
Boba tea. Is that bubble shit? The tea with the bubbles in it or whatever? Yeah, I've never had it. I've seen it before.
But there's one type that's good. There's one single type I can like really get.
Is it the one at the mall?
No, it's up on Rockville Pike.
Fuck.
I live in Rockville.
Oh, nice.
It's called Tito. They just have like... So there's like two types of bubble tea. There's like the milk-based kind and then the not milk-based kind. Fuck the milk. It's weird. But there's like one of the regular one and it's got these like sugar balls at the bottom and I will shower in it.
Ew.
It's good.
Well, shower in the tea. I love that shit. Yeah, no, I've never had the bubble tea.
I like it.
Yeah, I go to the, like, we have one of those smoothie places in the mall that makes the best fucking strawberry banana smoothies ever, and they have the bubble tea, but I've never tried that shit because it just, I don't know, just something, it's just kind of weird.
Questionable.
It's definitely questionable. All right, cool. So we're going to hit up another Crashing Atlas song right now. See, do we want to do a cover or do we want to do an original? Y'all pick.
Let's do an original.
Original. All right, cool. So are we going to do, I think we will get this one here. Let me see. We want to do Wake Up or Kerosene?
Kerosene's good.
Kerosene.
Kerosene's good. All right, cool. All right, Crashing Atlas, Kerosene right here on the Double Tap Show. Here we go.
We see them out there haunting. I know they're after something. And when the fog is rising, there's no way out. Waiting on my last days, I'm calling, running for the
Yeah, and we're back. Fuck yeah. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Those drums at the end, dude. I love that part.
That's it's fucking so beautiful.
I'm a huge fan of like the double bass, dude. I love that shit. Super fast.
Can we do it that's twice on the album? Do we do it twice?
We do it twice in that song, and then there's double bass in Graveyard, and then there's double bass in Wake Up. There's double bass in three or four songs.
There's double bass in Wake Up?
During the guitar solo. It's not complicated, but it's just
okay, because it doesn't I guess that song has like a lower BPM or something. Okay.
And then there's double bass in Who Are You Now? In that tag.
Dude, you went ham on the album, like shit.
Yeah. There's actually like a funny I don't know if it's that funny. It's just there's a video of us of me tracking that part at the end of the song you just played, the double bass part. And there's like a fill at the end. It goes like da 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 da. But like the way it's played, there's still like a cymbal like ringing, and it's like impossible for me to do what I'm doing while also cutting the cymbal. So we brought Doug in to like, it's called choking the cymbal, to just choke it like right as the downbeat ends. It exists somewhere. I'm sure we'll
Is it somewhere? I was gonna say, is it on YouTube or anything like that?
No. Not yet, but I think Marina's like editing like a huge video of all our like behind the scenes thing for like making the album, and I think it's somewhere in there. And
it is in there. It's a very long video.
And like it's just a tricky little drum part, and then at the end I just try to give Doug all the credit because it's just that little.
Because he did it.
Album wouldn't exist.
He's the reason the album is good. Yeah. Because he did that thing.
Just because he did the choking, just stop.
Actually, you said you're a big Slipknot fan. That that song had like a pretty big Slipknot influence. Especially
I'm a huge Slipknot fan. I was a huge Joey Jordison fan. I was actually sad when he left because I just thought Joey was the absolute fucking shit. I've seen Slipknot 3 times, and every time it's just been when his riser comes up and starts Tommy Lee-ing it around and shit. Dude, so fucking badass.
The upside down shit.
Yeah, I was a huge fan of Motley Crue when I was younger. So Tommy Lee with the fucking roller coaster seat on, upside down drumming and everything. And then when Joey did that, it was like, oh, this is so fucking dope. I played the drums in like elementary school and middle school, and then I just gave up because I sucked at it. So it's bad. I'm a quitter. It's no good. Fucking quitter.
We all have our things. I tried to like learn how to sew once, and I was just like, this is fucking hard. I quit.
Yeah. No, Joey Jordison's sick though. He's sick. Yeah. The new drummer, Jay Weinberg, is also quite sick. I thought that when
he's awesome, dude.
Everyone was kind of like worried like he wouldn't work, but the new drummer is actually excellent. So I mean, I think Joey had this like X factor, this sound that just like the super unique style that like Jay doesn't have, but like technical skill wise, Jay's just as good. But Joey had this just one X factor about him. Just no one sounds like Joey.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a beautiful thing. I love Slipknot. They're just fucking awesome. So we got crashingatlas.com. Y'all go over there and get on there. Instagram, go give them some follows on the gram at Crashing Atlas. Definitely go over there. Follow along. I'll have all their links up on ragedjs.com in about, a half an hour. You can go right on to my website and go to the links from live stream, and there's links to all the bands that have been on the show. There'll be links for Crashing Atlas on there. Make sure that you go over there, check them out, hang out, give them a smash the like buttons, check out their YouTube. There's a lot of videos on there. I know Marina has a YouTube where she's got a lot of badass shit on there too. So make sure you go over and give them a follow and everything. Let's see. Yeah. What else you guys want to throw out there before we close out?
Oh, we got an album out.
Yeah, there we go.
It's called Black Sky Sunrise. It came out like a little over a month ago, or not even. It came out June 18th, so like a couple weeks ago or something. Right? Like how long is it? It's not been out that long. New album. We've been working on it for a while, so we're really happy with it, and we think it's good. We think you'll like it, so you should go listen to it.
And if you want to shout anybody out, shout out Octane Radio and tell them to put us on it. Please tag them and tag Octane and everything and email Octane, call them, tell them, get Crashing Atlas on your radio station, please.
Literally, yeah.
Yeah, so spam the fuck out of Octane on Sirius. You know, find Jose Mangan and fucking slam the shit out of his fucking Instagram and everything else and just, you know, spam the shit out of him, because Jose is a metal god and he will make everything right in the world if you can just get Jose to, you know, give him a shout out or something, because that would be fucking awesome. And my camera is just like dying right now. Look at this shit. I can't even keep it together. It's not.
You're struggling.
I am. Just stay still for another 10 minutes. It's all I'm asking for. You fucking jackass. Oh my God. All right. I got it. I got it. It's staying. Yes. All
you
right.
Did it. Fucking awesome. I'm proud of you.
I am awesome. It just never.
I agree.
Yeah.
You know, hold on
that's
one
amazing
second.
Game.
Yeah. It's pretty cool sometimes, you know. Where is tab and this one? And yeah. So cool. There's the website. Make sure you all go over there to crashingatlas.com. We've got the merch store. We've got music. There you go. And boom. Videos, everything. So make sure you all go over there, check out their website, and give them a like. And follow and hit up Instagram, TikTok. They're on TikTok as well, Twitter. Yeah, follow them on TikTok. TikTok, you get a lot of the behind-the-scenes stuff, little clips of them just doing crazy shit, which is really cool. Yeah, did I miss anything?
Nick is on OnlyFans, you know?
No, he's
okay.
Not.
He's not. All right, I was going to say.
Farmers Only, right?
Yeah, Farmers Only. That's what he's on.
Farmers
Christian Mingle.
Only. Yes, Farmers.
Yeah, Doug is on Christian Mingle.
Nick's soon to get married. He to a lovely young Jewish woman. So Nick will then be allowed to make a JDate account once he's married.
After he's married.
Wow. Oh my. That is something right there. Oh my goodness. So yeah. Anyway, all right. So this is a Double Tap show. I've been hanging out with Paul and Marina from Crashing Atlas. You guys were awesome tonight. Thank you so much for hanging out with me tonight. It was fantastic. Make sure you guys go check out Roach Fest. Look it up on Facebook. It's going to be an awesome-ass show. Roachzilla puts on a badass. Everybody in the world is going to be there. It's going to be great. Fucking ZFL. If you've never seen ZFL, you've got to go just see ZFL, dude. ZFL is amazing. Crashing Atlas is going to kill it. What else can you ask for? Badass music outside, summertime, fucking Hollywood. Maryland, remember, whatever happens in Hollywood stays in Hollywood. Marina's going to go bald because they're going to shave her shit.
Yes. No, they're not. Yeah. No, that's
see,
right.
She was. You saw that, right? She was agreeing to it for a second until she figured out that, you know, we're talking about shaving her head. And then, yeah. No, not at all.
No.
Fantastic.
No. This is so, too much time, effort, and money.
Yeah, I mean, I understand time and effort. I mean, I got beard products for days. You know, it's a lot of work for this. And it smells so good, though. But just a lot of work for this thing here. You know, I got to shave it and, you know, brush it and
read
put all
it
that
bedtime stories
in.
You know it.
I do, right? Read it bedtime stories, you know, it does. It's
yeah, pep yeah. Talks, you know,
the pep talks. I do. I try to talk it into, you know, growing and not acting like a fool. And yeah, so
right.
All right, cool. So we're gonna roll off with this. I don't know, I really like this cover that y'all did, the Boston cover, so I'm gonna play it on the way out.
Yes.
I love this. Boston is the shit, and I think you guys kill this. So, yeah, awesome. Again, crashingatlas.com. Follow them on Instagram, TikTok, everything. And, yeah, I'll have all the links up on ragedjs.com later on tonight. And this is Crashing Atlas doing Boston More Than a Feeling. Thank you guys so much for hanging out.
Dude, thanks for having us.
Thank you very much.
Awesome. Yep.
music, forget the day, and dream of a girl I used to know. I closed my eyes and she slipped away.
Fucking awesome. All right. That was great. CrashingAtlas.com. Look them up on Instagram, Twitter, Twitch, or no, I don't know. Y'all on Twitch at all?
Yes. We are on Twitch.
Yes. Fantastic. Fucking awesome. All right. So all the links will be up later on tonight on RageDJs.com. Everybody have a great night. Thanks for hanging out. I had a blast tonight. And yeah, laters.
This is not a test. This is a public service announcement. Please pay attention.
Warning, the program you're about to hear is intended for mature audiences only. If you are under the age of 18 or are easily offended, this is not the podcast for you.
This was a public service announcement. Please follow directions. You've been warned. And enjoy the show.